And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. Throwing truth bombs everywhere I go. Putting all the truth out there you can put on a bumper sticker. All right, I'm going to number two with a triple dipper. It's a fry yay, and I'm making the call. It is time to talk about crushing Britain. And no, I don't mean like I want to crush Britain. I'm beside myself over what is happening to Great Britain. Listen, I lived there 3 years. It was an amazing time in my life. I was a knothead kid. I was one of those kids, right? I was the one that mom didn't know what to do with me. And I went to go live with dad. Where was dad? Well, dad was in the army station in London, England. Go figure. I like to say that God gave me a 3-year timeout and I needed it. I was a messed up kid, but this is 7th, 8th, 9th grade, right? So I have very vivid memories of living there. Went to an American school at London Central High School, High Wycombe Air Force Base. But I lived out on the economy. So, you know, it's not like I was just inside the base the entire time. I actually lived on the British economy and we had a house in a place called, Tyler's Green in Buckinghamshire. I loved living there. That is also, by the way, where I accepted Christ. So it was not just a 3-year timeout to get me away from things that I was really screwing up with, but it actually was the life-changing place. It's still a bucket list for me to go back there. We moved back to the States when I was going into my sophomore year of high school for Grissom High School in Huntsville. But those 3 years, some of the best years of my life. There was a lot of formative stuff in those years. There's a lot of life-changing stuff in those years. There's a lot of life-giving stuff in those years, and I will never forget being able to live there, knowing full well that this is a place that was so life-changing for me. To watch what is happening right now in Britain is just—it's second only to if I were seeing it happen in the United States. It is just of an epic scale right now what is happening. And the people of Great Britain, wonderful people, salt of the earth. I mean, they're just like mainstream America just with hot tea, right? I mean, they are rocks. Listen, the bottom line is this. The liberal woke agenda that we have here, at the very least, constantly has to butt itself up against our U.S. Constitution. Do they have rights in Great Britain? Yes. But they do not have the same level of protection that we have here in the United States. At the very least, what we're seeing is that when there's an encroachment upon our freedom of speech or our freedom of religion, our freedom or rights to assemble, all these things that we consider to be rights under our Constitution, we have the ability to fight back. And the greatest weapon we have is that Constitution. They don't have that in England. They have light. They have rights which are embedded within their laws, but most of theirs can be amended and abridged and deemed otherwise, you know, not functional for the moment. And they're feeling it right now. Now, I'm going to set the stage for this. Great Britain has been in a mass migration wave now for over a decade. And it is not sitting well with the general populace. Gone are the days when you could say that you could go to London and expect that. I mean, it's a cosmopolitan city. I get that. I've been to New York City. I lived in London. I get the fact that it's a crossroads of the world. It's different when you say crossroads of the world, as in the people that come and go. But when you have enclaves that set up and then decide to remain separate, but then tear down what they came to be a part of intentionally, it creates unrest. And then you add to that wokeness and an abridgment of basic civil liberties, and you start getting a recipe for disaster. And when people feel like they've been pushed back, not allowed to speak, had their message suppressed on search engines and on main media and on state-owned law enforcement or state-run law enforcement, when they feel like they have no rights and they can walk out on the street, and what we're seeing more often than not right now in Great Britain is a abridgment of speech, an invasion of privacy, and the fact that there is a loss of cultural identity that they're now pushing back on in the streets. How many of y'all are hearing about riots in England? Oh, you're not? Guess what? The media is not reporting it. You go on, here's the best place to find it. Go to Twitter, X, one of the only bastions of free thought right now in the world that is, generally speaking, able to be reached everywhere in the world, and do a hashtag of England riots. See what you get. It's epic scale. And the Muslim side of the riots are not being arrested at near the rate of the British citizens. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. More of that. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, I'm talking about Alabama. Y'all, this show goes way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, a little while ago, you heard Paul Breyer call in, which is cool because he's actually one of our advertisers, but and which is not why he was on. He was on because the topic was his topic. It was perfect. But you need to make sure you understand what they do. I mean, so you are the kind of audience. I know this audience. I know who you are. You're amazing people who are willing to take stands for what you believe in. That you're right side ruffians. You're also, a lot of you are doing what you can to set aside for your retirement or plan for, you know, your investments or whatever else. And you're doing what you can to find those things you can invest in that have a good return. And lo and behold, you may be shocked to find out that once in a while, there's something in your portfolio totally accidentally. And you realize you've invested in something that supports abortion or pornography or human trafficking or whatever. It's just, it happens all the time. Well, Paul Breyer and his team at Inspire Advisors, they are indeed specialists in what is known as biblically responsible investing, or BRI. They can help you. They'll sit down with you for free, in person. Sit down with you, look at what you got in your portfolio, give you a free report that tells you whether or not you've got some wokeness in your portfolio without even knowing it. And they can also give you some biblically aligned alternatives. But this meeting is free. There's no fuss, no muss, no upsell. It's worth checking them out. So if you want to check them out, absolutely go to their website. That's www.moneypatternwealth.com, moneypatternwealth.com, or just go to our website, rightsidemedia.org. Click on the Right Side Radio tab that has sponsors, and bam, go right to their logo, takes you right to their website. Inspire Advisors, so cool. Y'all, I'm telling you, it's conservative, it's godly, it's balanced. It's financial freedom is what it is. Inspire Advisors, do check them out. And thank you, Paul, for being on today. All right, so I'm back on this number two of the triple dipper, crushing Britain. It just bugs the crap out of me, y'all. It just does, because second only to, you know, my own country, I have a soft spot for Great Britain. I lived there for 3 years. My life was changed there. I make no bones about the fact that I believe that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by Him. And I discovered that living in England. And yet England is being crushed right now from within. Now, I told you, and I'm going to get in some audio clips here in a minute. Big Rig, I'll call audio one momentarily. But I told you, gosh, I guess about a month or so ago, maybe a couple months, one of the things that's happening, just to set the stage for this Orwellian system they got going on, is that the mayor of London came up with something he calls the ULEZ. The citizens hate this. But the ultra-low emission zone. The ultra-low emission zones mean, at first it started out in certain parts of London. To curb, you know, carbon in the air, they were mandating that you had to drive certain kinds of cars in that part of town. And if you did not, that they would fine you. Well, how do they possibly police that? They put up security cameras everywhere, using artificial intelligence that identifies cars, snaps a picture of the car tag, and sends you a ticket in the mail for driving in the ULEZ without what is deemed to be an appropriate low-emission vehicle. How Orwellian is that? Here you are. These are the roads paid for with your tax dollars. By the way, if you drive here in an unapproved car, we'll charge you money. Not a little bit, like $15 a day. So this goes on and on and on. So can you imagine? Basically, your lunch money is gone because you got no choice but to go to work that way. You can't afford a new car because all the cars that are approved are the newer models. And you're stuck having to drive your old car to work. And so there's entire websites that are out there right now that are coaching people how to get around the ULEZ cameras. So they expanded it. And they expanded it more. And now the mayor of London made it all of London. It's like all of New York City. It's huge. So now driving in London, people are being ticketed left and right. So now you got these folks that call themselves Blade Runners. This is really kind of funny. Maybe I shouldn't laugh because I'm encouraging civil disobedience that has a touch of violence with it. But here's the bottom line. These folks that call themselves Blade Runners, they're going out now at night and they're tearing down cameras, they're cutting cords, and they're also putting out websites that tell people how to get around them. And even putting out websites that coach people how to dismantle them. I mean, this is like the citizenry is pushing back. There are thousands, y'all, thousands of these cameras. London is now blanketed with cameras just to ticket people for driving an unapproved vehicle. One guy going by the pseudonym of Ben McMillan, which is, yeah, anyway, he told the Daily Express newspaper that these are not yet young people or gangs of activists. He said it's mostly people in their 40s and pensioners. He said, I get old ladies asking me how to destroy cameras. They're going around London with garden shears in their car. There's normal people who work normal jobs. They have businesses and families. And they're doing what they can to take back their community. In June of 2023, this article I've got here from UK News on Yahoo had a video detailing how to remove ULEZ cameras to resist the globalists. It went viral on Twitter and others, and in one clip, it showed a man who claimed to have taken down several cameras, instructing other ones how to do it under a minute so you can get away, saying, this is our country, we're taking it back. Well, that's the sentiment on the street, but that's also what they're facing. There is an entire new version of governance going on right now that sees the people as secondary. It's almost despotic at this point. In a beautiful country with a rich history like Great Britain, you're seeing people that are being told what car they're allowed to drive. Well, it got a little worse here recently. Late last year, the British government passed a law designed to, you know, resist disinformation online. Oh, gee, now what? Well, what they're saying now is you need to think before you post, because you might get arrested. Big Rig, you got audio clip number one. All right, let me just tell you what I'm going to do. This happened just the other day. Story here on gnews.org, which is a British news outlet. The Crown Prosecution Service for England and Wales. So the Crown Prosecution Service issued an Orwellian threat, it says, to prosecute people for their social media posts. This just happened. I saw it. It says, think before you post. And then he goes on to say that they take violence very seriously and that you could face consequences for what you put on your social media. And then it says, prosecuted for posting material online which incites violence or hatred, which, by the way, they're the ones who decide what that is. But then they say you can also be prosecuted for even sharing it. Oh, okay. Listen to this actual Crown Prosecution Service statement audio clip. Go ahead and play it.
The offence of incitement to racial hatred involves publishing or distributing material which is insulting or abusive, which is intended to or likely to start racial hatred. So if you retweet that, then you're republishing that, and then potentially you're committing that offence. And we do have dedicated police officers who are scouring social media. Their job is to look for this material. And then follow up with identification arrests and so forth. So it's a really, really serious. People might think they're not doing anything harmful. They are, and the consequences will be visited upon them.
Let me tell you what's happened most recently. In a shocking event, three young girls below the age of 10 were at their dance school, and an immigrant came in and stabbed all three of them, killed all three little girls. The word went viral on social media. The police were withholding the name of the perpetrator. But it went viral on social media, the belief that he was an immigrant. That has caused civil unrest like you would not believe. What's happened then next is people were posting on their social media, I heard he's a migrant. That was deemed offensive. The fact that people are posting, we believe a migrant is the one who did this, is what has been deemed. There are people who have been arrested for posting their understanding that a migrant killed three little girls, which is causing people to go to the streets. No one said, go riot in the streets because it's migrants and we don't like migrants. They're just saying things about the fact that a crime was perpetrated on three little girls. People are going to the streets over it. And so now the people who posted on social media, one lady was arrested most recently for the very reason that I just cited. And this is happening in England right now. Elon Musk has taken a stand on this, by the way. Elon Musk recently came out and called for free speech to be allowed back in England because it's not. Big Rig, better take a break. I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and move towards the break right now. But when we get back, I'll tell you about Elon Musk. I'll tell you what he's facing. And then I'll tell you what you and I as Americans could face if we went to England right now and had a social media post that he deemed inappropriate. It's unbelievable. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. They're just crushing Britain. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just making common sense like a superpower. Back on number two of the Triple Dipper. Talking about crushing Britain. And by the way, let me just say this. This could be us if we let it go. This could be us if we don't take our constitutional rights more seriously. If we do not have a nation of laws, a willingness of the people to stand for what is already theirs, meaning our civil liberties, then what I'm describing to you about what's happening in Great Britain will be us in 10 years. Now, having said that, what about us over there? Well, you heard a moment ago as an official from the Crown, what do they call it? The Crown Public Prosecution Service. Yeah, Crown Prosecution Service in England. Talking in that little mealy-mouthed voice. Just makes you want to punch him. That little mealy-mouthed voice. We have waves of law enforcement that is scouring social media to find these people, and we will go out and make identity arrests. What that basically saying is, they're checking your social media. If they don't like what they see, and they think it could be in some way insightful. And right now, insightful is just talking about immigrants murdering kids. Why is that not inflammatory? Why are they more worried about that than they are about, you know, what actually happened? But then the question becomes, you know, it's a bucket list item for me. I want to go back and see the place where I accepted Christ. I want to go back and walk the streets, you know, of the place where I used to live. I love London. London's awesome. I'm determined to go back there and spend time. You can imagine what my social media looks like. So what happens? Big Rig, I'm going to call for audio number two. But what happens if you go to England and you're a foreign citizen, an American, and maybe there's things on your social media that they don't like? Well, the chief of police, I believe he is, in London, had something to say about that. The Met police chief. Play it for me, man.
We will throw the false force of the law at people. And whether you're in this country committing crimes on the streets or committing crimes from further afield online, we will come after you.
Talk to me about that, because we have seen some high-profile figures whipping up the hatred. You talked about it in there with the officers, in fact, about this being added to by online commentary. I mean, I'm even thinking of the likes of Elon Musk getting involved. What are you considering when it comes to dealing with people who are whipping up this kind of behaviour from behind a keyboard, maybe in a different country?
Being a keyboard warrior does not make you safe from the law. You can be guilty of offences of incitement, of stirring up racial hatred. There are numerous terrorist offences regarding the sort of publishing of material. All of those offences are in play if people are provoking hatred and violence on the streets, and we will come after those individuals, just as we will physically confront on the streets the thugs and the obs who are causing the problems for communities.
All right, play that. If you don't mind, Big Ray, I want to do this. Go back and play the very beginning of it again, too. That's the most important part. Go ahead and play it.
We will throw the false force of the law at people.
Yeah.
And whether you're in this country
yep.
committing crimes on the streets
yep.
or committing crimes from further afield online,
yep.
we will come after you.
Yep.
Stop. Because we have
You're looking at the possibility that you go to England and you're an American, and while you're there, you post something and say, I was shocked by what I saw, and it appears that there are, you know, these things happening on the street that I don't like, or I don't like the ULEZ, and I think I might go walk in solidarity with some of the protesters. And next thing you know, you're arrested and extradited. And that is exactly what the Metro Police Chief is saying right there, that even if it's online and you're a visitor in our country, you are not immune from the law. Now, listen, I'm going to go ahead and point out that the First Amendment does not allow you to walk into a crowded theater and shout fire, all right? You're putting people at risk. That's not what we're talking about, because this is not that. This is not a question of someone literally got on there and said, let's kill all the immigrants. That's not what we're talking about. In fact, article I've got here from the Financial Times. The UK riots erupted a week ago, this dateline the 6th, so what, 4 days ago, 3 days ago. UK riots erupted a week ago in the wake of the murder of three young girls in Southport, a town north of Liverpool. They keep calling it far-right violence. It's not. It's citizens who are just sick of it. Far-right violence and disruption, they say, initially sparked in response to the stabbings at a dance class, has spread to cities and towns across the country, led to more than 400 arrests. And it says that the problem was misinformation about the identity the teenager held. What does that mean? It was posts on social media where people were saying, I heard that he was a Muslim immigrant who just got off the boat recently. And they're saying that that statement enough was designed to incite violence. That is called an opinion of a topic of social concern. Had they said, let's take to the streets and find them and burn down their houses, that'd be a whole different game. That's not this. And yet, we're looking right now in the UK's new Online Safety Act, they're literally cracking down on people. Like one particular man was just arrested for things that he had posted on his Facebook page. Y'all, I'm just telling you, this is beyond Orwellian. Elon Musk has come out and made a stand against this. Elon Musk has taken heat from the British government right now. The British government, get this, and I may wind up going through the break on this. The UK government has its new disinformation unit. Oh, wait a minute. Do you remember that the Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, was trying to form a disinformation department? And we got it put down? Well, in England, they've got it. The UK government's disinformation unit, it says, according to the Financial Times, has been compiling examples of posts it believes are, quote, spreading disinformation and inciting violence. That's two different things. Spreading disinformation and inciting violence. Ask yourself, who gets to decide what is considered disinformation? Apparently the same people that are enforcing it. Several companies like Google, Meta, and TikTok have been quick to respond by scrutinizing and removing flagged posts. But X, Twitter, has been less responsive and has kept concerning content up. Well, Elon Musk has called himself a free speech absolutist. He recently posted just about 3 hours ago, and Elon Musk, support freedom of speech in the UK. I mean, he's not playing. He's pushing back on it. And what we're hearing right now is that this is not over. And the riots in the street, this could be a rough weekend in England. But are you really hearing about it much? No, because part of the problem is the other piece of this, the suppression of the stories in order to suit the narrative. We'll do more of that when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Welcome to hour number three on this super hot Friday. We're going to take you all the way to go home time, get you into the weekends. I hope you guys got great plans for the weekend, and it does appear the weather is going to be cooperative, so if you got outdoor activities, it shouldn't be a problem, except that it's freaking hot, so just make sure you drink lots of water. I'm in this section of Crushing Britain, and And I'll reiterate again, golly, I take no joy in this whatsoever. This is like that other great country that I love almost as much as I love my own. It's a bucket list for me to go back there, live there for 3 years. I accepted Christ living in London. This is a place that is near and dear to my heart, all right? That being said, it is a mess right now. The government has become totalitarian in too many ways, invasive. I mean, when you've got a mayor of London, which is like saying the mayor of New York City, when you've got a mayor of a major metropolitan city in the world who's allowed to put up cameras and fine you for not having a car that he approves of, what is happening? And there's not just a camera. We're talking thousands of what they call ULEZ cameras. When you've got law enforcement saying that we're dedicating massive law enforcement resources to scouring social media to find people that we deem to have put, inappropriate disinformation on their social media, we will come to your house and arrest you. And foreigners, if you're here, we will deport you. I mean, I look at this and go, my gosh, what is happening? Keep in mind, by the way, that's not just law enforcement. Law enforcement is acting upon an act that was passed by Parliament. Meanwhile, there's riots in the streets. Riots. And Rita from Scottsboro texted in, and I said earlier that I've tried to get ready for the show this morning, and good luck trying to find, stories that you can trust on it. And I'm looking at what she pulled up. She gave me a screenshot of her search, and it's all the same culprits. If you want to see what's going on with far-right violence, well, then you're going to get all the stories about going to Google. You're going to get all the stories from BBC and NPR and, all the others. You have to go to stuff like every once in a while, you got to go to sometimes Sky News will help you out. It's kind of like Fox. And then Rebel News is actually got some great conservative sourcing. They'll interview people that the mainstream won't even talk to. But thank you, Rita, for your search. And they are blaming the far right. That's so all the mainstream media is trying to construe this as just far right agitators. It's really not. I'm sure there are some, but the truth be told, it's just folks who are fed up. It's just people who are tired of not feeling safe walking to their pub. They don't trust their daughters to be able to walk down the street because literally there are gang rapes happening in some of these migrant enclaves, and there are Sharia law being enforced in certain neighborhoods, and then you've got the mass migration straining the resources of the socialist Great Britain. And then you got Elon Musk saying, you know what? I ain't taking stuff down. It's a standoff right now. I want to reiterate before I go too much further. I want to reiterate that the UK government has implemented what at the very least we shouted down a couple years ago in America. The UK government has a disinformation unit. That's the national government has a disinformation unit. That, according to an article on Financial Times, has been compiling examples of posts it believes, social media posts, it believes are spreading disinformation and inciting violence. Now, what has something happened over there? I mean, of course, there's been a bend towards socialism. But the mass migration has been a major issue. It's been a political football. Net legal migration, they call it. New York Times has an article that came out in the fall of last year. Net legal migration into Britain climbed to almost 750,000 people in 2022. By the way, net legal is not gross. Net being some came in, but others died off or went out. And so they're tracking it as net because that makes the number lower. So something like 606,000 net, up to 745,000, depending upon the estimates they're looking at, in 2022. That's a huge number, but that's the net. That's not the influx. That's not the gross every day. That's what was left over at the end of the year. And it talks about the fact that immigration is not falling, and that ever since Brexit, Britons have begun feeling like they've lost their automatic right to live. And it's having a major economic impact. It's having a major socio-cultural impact. And one conservative lawmaker told the Times Radio that the rise in net migration was completely unacceptable to the majority of the British people. And he called on the Prime Minister to stop the boats. But this is not slowing down. And so the biggest accusation you're seeing right now, too, in the midst of all of this crushing of Britain, is a claim of a two-tiered system of law enforcement. Elon Musk himself called out the new prime minister and called him two-tier Starmer, I believe. What we're seeing right now is that Great Britain is going the way that we could go if we're not careful. Let me get some text messages here and kind of wrap that up. James from St. Clair County says, the party in 1984 was called INGSOC. Yeah, I said that earlier in my monologue. Thank you very much. It was the English Socialism Party, the controlling political party. Yes, it was. And INGSOC was also supported by Newspeak, which was the language you were allowed to use. So, wow, how prescient does that sound? John from Huntsville says, Phil, when you lived in Britain, did you ever eat fish and chips? I did. Did you drink tea out of little fancy teacups? I did not. Did you watch Monty Python's Flying Circus on the telly? I did. Because that sounds like a bloody good time. It was.
Is that where crepes are from?
Dude, where are you at right now? Are you hungry?
Yeah, I am actually.
Crepes. No, I think you're in France.
Oh, okay.
I think you're in France.
I'm confusing that.
Yes. Okay. Fish and chips in London is what John was talking about.
I guess I'm hungry.
You are. And suddenly I'm hungry. I just got fish and chips and tea and crepes. All right. Mike from Coxey, Alabama. Says the UK sounds like a socialist dream. The more we vote in socialist leaders, the closer we come to that here. Indeed, that's why we got to watch it. And oh, by the way, we also cannot let loose of our constitutional protections. The idea that there would ever be an abridgment of our freedom of speech, we will be at what we're seeing in the UK, we'll be there in a heartbeat if we let it happen. Kim from Athens. Says, while X is the best place for information currently, and I'm glad for that, X is still censoring accounts. Yeah, I know it. I found out today through AI and raw coding that my account is labeled 8 different times as suppress. Wow. I need to probably look that up and see whether mine is, because I swear mine is. The last few weeks, myself and other huge accounts are reporting their impressions to be down a significant percentage. Do you think we'll ever have a truly free speech here again? I think with technology, we're going to have a constant upping of the game. If like what I'm doing right now, and by the way, this ain't a cakewalk. Right Side Media, Kimmy just gave me a bridge to talk, so thank you. Right Side Media is a company what we do is we work to promote conservative viewpoints that we feel like are not otherwise going to be heard. And we do it through written and social media and podcasting, to include video podcasting and this radio show. Right Side Radio is just one part of what we're doing. So that being said, Right Side Media is trying to fill a gap that I think you're talking about, Kim. And yet, at the same time, we fight the same fight. But if you remember back in the day, technology at one point was radio. Radio was out there. There was no online. There was no social media. Radio was it. Rush Limbaugh and others like him broke the mold and began to bring the conservative viewpoint to the mainstream, and they couldn't stop it. Next came social media. Conservatives have a voice on social media too, but then they began to get suppressed. And so then you have the uprising of things like Elon Musk buying Twitter, and it got better. But then you've also got things like Rumble and Substack and other places that don't censor, and you can put your stuff. So what I'm saying is this, Kim, in answer to your question, free speech will always be a fight. As long as there are those who want to control you, they will fight your ability to speak, which means we have to constantly find the next avenue or enhance and protect the avenues that we currently have. It's a huge deal. Jay from Hartzell says, man, the Brits didn't learn anything from that butt whooping those 13 little colonies gave them. Badger from Athens says, salty cod, Athens Square, real good fish and chips. Nice. James from St. Clair says, we could be AMSOC. Yeah, there's INGSOC. We could be AMSOC. We're about there, brother. What else we got here for the break? Gina from Athens says, the audio of that guy in the UK sounds like they're going to come after people in the US even if they don't go to UK. Do you think our current government would cooperate and turn over a few people? No, I don't. There's no extradition on this kind of thing. You have to have extradition laws that relate, and I guarantee you that's not where we are at this point in time. Now, what they can do is say, we want those posts to be invisible in our country and demand that they be taken down on the servers that... That's what they're asking for right now. That's what they're asking for right now. And so, you know, the idea that you've got friends in England who can't see your posts is just weird. That's like saying you can't pick up the phone and talk to somebody now. But they have the ability to do that, and that's what they're asking Elon Musk to do. John from Harvest, it's sad that the country that gave the world the Magna Carta is sinking into dystopian mess. May the Brits recover their heritage soon before it's too late. Yes, indeed. And Mr. Hill from Punkin Center says, from now on, dancing around an issue without addressing the question shall henceforth be known as the Harris Waltz. Yes, indeedy. And I had my dipper the other day. I called it the Waltz Waltz that we were doing right now. All right, we're taking a break. Big Rig, take us to the break. We will take that, come right back, and start moving towards the final half hour of a Friday. You guys stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right, and we will be back.